Good morning, I'm Christopher Schmidt.
And I'm Anna Kolash. Welcome to a very special episode of The Bear Facts. This week, we and a bunch of other people are broadcasting our 700th show on KLGA, bringing you the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
In addition to being a milestone episode, this week's Bear Facts is special because we're recording in down south in New Orleans, Louisiana, site of the 27th Annual National Academic Championships. Bishop Garrigan was one of 34 teams competing in New Orleans this year, the Golden Bears' 10th trip to National Quiz Bowl. We left a week ago and made a 1,200-mile drive south. During the trip, we passed through parts of Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi, and Louisiana. Here to tell you more about the trip are Brittany Birdie, Jake Rosemeyer, and Michael Hellman.
The competition was last Saturday and Sunday. We played a lot of fairly close games, but honestly, we got a little spooked going up against the top teams in the country and didn't do as well as we might have liked. We did answer a lot of questions right, though, like the fact that a tessellation means covering an entire plane with a single shape, or that Queen Wilhelmina was the Queen of Holland during World War II, or that that Milwaukee has Major League Baseball and NBA basketball teams, but they don't have NFL or NHL teams there.
We also had a lot of fun on the trip. It's taken New Orleans a long time to recover from Hurricane Katrina, but the Big Easy is definitely back, and we can all personally vouch that it's a great place to visit. We spent a lot of time checking out the sights and sounds of the French Quarter. We rode the streetcars along the waterfront and through the Garden District. We went to Mass at the oldest cathedral in America, saw the National World War II Museum and the Aquarium of the Americas, and had an awesome supper of Cajun Creole food.
We also spent a day checking out the beautiful beaches of the Mississippi Gulf Coast. We started out thinking that wouldn't exactly be the highlight of the trip because it was pouring rain that day. The sun came out, though, and it turned out to be a great day. Then after that, we had to rush back north so that most of the group could take semester tests with our classmates at Garrigan. It was a great trip, and we're proud to represent our school at the national level. There's been other news at Garrigan, too, and now here to tell you about it are Alex Hamilton, Rebecca Erdman, and Michael Fockler.
The boys and girls track teams competed in state track meet last weekend. The Golden Bear boys did especially good, finishing in 7th place statewide. Garrigan's 4x800-meter relay finished in 4th place. The 4x400 was 4th, the 4x2 4th, and the 4x1 ended up in 5th place. Brian Patterson finished 7th in the open 800-meter run, while Brett Capacious was 9th in the 400-meter. Rounding out the team, Joe Straub got a 9th place finish in the discus. Congratulations to the Golden Bear boys track team.
The Golden Bear girls also competed at state. Like us in Quiz Bowl, they didn't do quite as well as they would have liked, but they did get some respectable finishes. Addison Miller finished in 14th place in the 400-meter hurdles, while Shanna Miller was 18th overall. The 4x400-meter relay took 19th place. That event included Mackenzie Schindler, Mallory Borman, Shanna Miller, and Addison Miller. Congratulations, girls' track.
It's also on the state for the Golden Bear golfers. Last week, the Golden Bear boys won the district championship with a score of 318 and earned the right to compete at state. Jimmy Geelan, Mike Mergen, Brendan Don, Brian Birdie, Jordan Springer, and Andrew Schultz will all be representing Bishop Garrigan at the state golf meet, which is being hosted right now at Spring Valley Golf Course by St. Joe. Good luck at state, Bears.
Baseball and softball seasons have started. This year's Golden Bear baseball team features seniors Jack Bradley, Matt Elbert, Brian Patterson, Kyle Smith, and Daniel Tilges. Juniors Brett Capacious, Mark Garman, Dana Miller, Brandon Dawn, Joe Goetzer, and David Renning. Sophomores Zach Price and freshmen Alex Boisley, Lucas Nation, Joe Farrell, Zach Keith, Eli Marlowe, Grant Redding, and Austin Baskey. On the baseball schedule this summer is a trip to Sec Taylor Stadium on Tuesday, June 9th. Good luck all summer to the Bears.
The softball team for 2009 includes senior veterans Holly Berkland, Jenna Richter, and Rebecca Brosnan. Juniors Beth Brewster, Katrina Even, Kelly Klein, and Alicia Peffer. Sophomores Laura Richter, Becca Jennings, Alicia Richter, Michaela Ross, and Kelsey Ray. And freshmen Shelby Schindler, Abby Redding, Addison Miller, Carly Loss, Lana Larson, Emily Bow, and Andrea Altman. Good luck, softball.
The big event coming up this summer is Garrigan's big 50th anniversary celebration. The festivities are timed to coincide with Founders Day weekend, July 8th through the 12th. We're expecting literally thousands of people for the all-school reunion. Other activities that weekend include an alumni quiz bowl tournament, alumni baseball and softball games, tours of the school, a barbecue, a dance, and a mass featuring all the priests who have been associated with the school over the years. We encourage everyone to mark your calendar for July 8th through the 12th and join us in celebrating Bishop Garrigan High School's 50th anniversary.
The Bear Facts has been part of school history for 16 of the past 50 years. Our show first went on the air in the fall of 1992, and today we're proud to be airing our 700th episode. We want to thank KLGA and all the sponsors who have supported our show over the years. Several of our past announcers have gone on to careers in communications, ranging from part-time DJs to big city TV newscaster. No one thought 16 years ago that we'd ever get to 700 shows, but we're proud of what we've done over the years, and we hope to keep on going years into the future.
So that brings us to the end of another year of the Bear Facts. With school over for the summer, we'll be putting our show on hiatus until August. School will start again on Wednesday, August 19th, and we plan to start up our show in the fall on August 22nd. So for now, thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in again next fall to hear more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Have a great summer, everybody!